Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
An impeachment motion to remove embattled Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe will come before the Dáil this week. The motion is being brought by Rise TD Paul Murphy and by Breathe Smith from People Before Profit. And Paul Murphy joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
Yourself and Breathe Smith, are you going it alone on this one? Because there seems to be consensus within both government and the rest of the opposition that the issue raised by Seamus Wolfe's attendance at the golf dinner, they don't come anywhere near the stated misbehaviour level specified in the Constitution.
Well, first of all, the Constitution just says stated misbehaviour. And the general legal view of that is that it is up to the Oireachtas to define whether something meets the standards of stated misbehaviour or not. We haven't come to this decision lightly. We only came to it after it was, you know, extremely clear that Seamus Wolfe was not going to resign, after the government indicated that they weren't going to take any further action. And therefore, this is the only option open to us to try to ensure that there is some accountability here.
Mm-hmm. And but it's unlikely to work, you know. So what's the point of it?
We don't know how people will vote this week. And I should stress that the vote this week is simply whether the process to begin an examination of the evidence in order to later decide whether Seamus Wolfe should be removed from the Supreme Court or not. That's all that the vote is about. And I would certainly hope that a majority in the Dáil would vote to begin that process rather than blocking it.
But they won't, because though. Well, their stated position is that they won't, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. I haven't heard anyone comment about whether they will, how they would vote on a motion to begin the process. The substance of this, the stated misbehaviour, is something that was very serious. I mean, Seamus Wolfe was at an Oireachtas golf dinner with politicians, corporate lobbyists, about 80 people for a long dinner, drinks, etc., at a time which the legal rules in effect were that you couldn't have more than 50 in an indoor space. And the rules that had been announced the day before, but weren't yet legally in effect, but people could have been presumed to know about them, was reducing that to 6 people. I mean, that was a time when people literally couldn't go to funerals of loved ones, when people had to cancel weddings, when some people were fined and even jailed for breaching of the regulations. And his actions, by going to the event and then by treating the whole thing as a media frenzy, saying they were being treated like the KKK, saying he wasn't even sure what he was apologising for, all of those things significantly undermined the public health advice. It acted to say that certainly some people think that these rules don't really apply to them. And it created a danger that other people would think, OK, you can choose which of these rules you abide by and which of the rules that you break. So it was quite a serious matter. And in our opinion, it's sufficient to say that would, for him being on the Supreme Court and continuing, would undermine the administration of justice, and it's therefore appropriate for him to be removed.
Has the spotlight now, though, not moved on to how judges are appointed?
Well, I think the spotlight should be on both things. I think there is a huge issue in terms of the process by which Seamus Wolfe was appointed. I think it certainly seems as if the cabinet didn't collectively decide on who the Supreme Court judge would be, because the cabinet was not in possession of the information that a number of people had applied and instead was simply informed about one. So it seems to be a breach of the cabinet handbook, but also the constitution, which refers to collective decision. So I think, you know, there's no question that, like, Helen McEntee should be brought in before the Dáil.
The cabinet acted on the recommendation brought to them, which was the recommendation provided to cabinet by JAB.
But the cabinet didn't have the information. I mean, that's what's come out very clearly, is that, like, in the cabinet handbook, it says that the justice minister should discuss with the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Minister for Finance, the leaders of any parties in a coalition. And a part of that discussion is about saying who the candidates mm-hmm. are. So that is very problematic. But, I mean, the government, all the way along on these issues, has attempted to kind of wave the constitution around, wave around the idea of separation of powers to avoid political accountability. And on neither of them should they be allowed to get away with it. Mm-hmm. So on the issue of removal of Seamus Wolfe, the Oireachtas has every right under the constitution to decide to remove a Supreme Court judge. That's very clearly set out. But similarly, the government is accountable to the Dáil, and should the minister should come in and answer questions in a question and answer format about what took place in terms of his appointment in the first place.
Okay, because Justice Minister will take questions, but you'll have to submit them in advance. This is happening Tuesday night of next week. That doesn't go far enough for you.
No, that's a joke. It's a real joke. For people who don't follow the Dáil in detail, ministers have to come in and answer questions of that sort all the time in any case. There's a rota of ministers, you go through them, you know, every couple of months the Justice Minister will be in and would answer questions like that. That isn't satisfactory. That's the government attempting to manage this process by having written questions in advance. They'll have a long answer, presumably drafted by a civil servant in advance, that she'll read out, etc. What we need is the format that we had, say, in relation to Leo Varadkar and the leaking to the Matthew O'Toole, and the format we've used on many occasions, whereby the minister comes in, is asked questions, answers, is asked new questions, mm-hmm. answers. That's the way to get to the bottom of it.
Well, the Green Party Minister Pippa Hackett said yesterday on RT that a free-for-all questions and answer session, it wouldn't best serve the public interest.
I think substitute government interest there for public interest is what she's really saying. I think they are concerned that such a free flow and a question and answer could reveal information which will be quite damaging to the government in terms of this process, going against the cabinet handbook and potentially going against the constitution. I think that's all that's being defended here by the government.
Okay, Paul Murphy, thank you for joining us on the programme. Paul Murphy, Rise TD.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.